Thank you.
So today I'm going to be talking to you about the crop rotation effect and determining if microbes are the missing link. So crop rotation has been going on for thousands of years due to numerous benefits that are associated with it, a few of which being decreased disease pressure when you rotate with non-host crops, decreased soil nutrient depletion when you rotate with different crops that have different nutrient acquisition needs, and also ultimately coming down to increased yield compared to monoculture systems a lot of the time. So in my research, I'm really interested at looking at what component the microbial community plays to this crop rotation effect, since we know plants and microbes are highly associated with each other in the soil. So in this study here, I have four different rotation schemes. The first one being a continuous soy, the second a continuous corn, an annual corn soy rotation, and then this kind of unique five-year corn soy monocropping rotation. And what I'm doing with this is basically taking soil samples out of each of these rotations at three different time points, but today I'm just going to be reporting from spring data, and doing 16S Illumina sequencing so we can look at the bacterial communities that are present under these rotation schemes. Ultimately to see, first off, if there's differences in the microbial communities between these different rotation schemes, and if those differences in microbial communities can relate back to some form of agronomic benefit, such as yield. So what I'm going to be showing you now is some of the 16S analysis data that we have thus far. So first off, I'll be talking about beta diversity, so the differences between communities, or how much overlap there is of those bacterial communities between treatments. So this is an NMDS plot, and basically what it's saying is the more distant that these ellipses, which represent my four replications, the more distant they are apart on this plot, the more dissimilar those communities are. And the closer they are, the more similar they are. So in this case, we have continuous soy and continuous corn in those darker ellipses, and those are significantly different from each other, indicating that those bacterial communities are very dissimilar. Well, when we look at the two phases of that annual rotation, they're highly similar. They're not significantly different at all. When we switch to kind of look at that five-year monocropping rotation, we see some interesting trends occur as well. So over here we have continuous soy and then 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years of soy. And if you remember from that previous slide, the first and second year of soybean had previously seen 5 years of corn. And those are closer to the continuous corn communities, indicating within those first 2 years, they're really not seeing much of an effect to change towards a soy-like community. But as you get to those third, fourth, and fifth years, it starts to shift to look more like a soy community. Now, the same thing occurs in the opposite direction when we look at that five-year corn rotation. So as you see, the continuous corn is being overlapped by those first, or the continuous soy is being overlapped by those first 2 years of that five-year corn monocropping rotation, indicating those, again, first few years of corn are still looking like a soy community because they've previously seen 5 years of soy. But by the time you get to the fifth year of corn, it pretty much is looking more similar to a continuous corn community. Well, while these differences are interesting, how do they relate back to yield? Because that's kind of the bottom line. Do these differences really make an impact on yield? So here I could do a multiple regression analysis looking at how Brake-Curtis distance to continuous soy, indicating how dissimilar these communities are to continuous soy on the x-axis, relates to yield. So if you follow this x-axis, the further down you get, the more dissimilar that community is to continuous soy. And the darker green indicates the later years of the soy rotations. So as you see a shift from darker to lighter green, that is going from the later years of the soy rotation to the first 2 years. And this is actually a significant trend. So the closer it is to continuous soy, you have a yield drag that's associated with that. And 23% of that variation is being explained here by that variation. While in corn, only 6% of that variation is being explained by the distance to continuous corn. So what can we conclude from this? Well, bacterial communities of continuous corn and soy rotations are highly different based on this beta diversity, while the annual phases are very similar. Crop type and duration of that crop type planted really do affect the structure and composition of bacterial communities based on the 16S analysis. And the degree of dissimilarity between these bacterial communities, at least in soy, is explaining 23% of that yield variation that we see, which is really interesting. In corn, it is only 6%, so maybe bacterial communities are not as important in determining corn yield, but they are very important in soy yield. So with that, I hope that you visit my poster for more information, and thank you for your time.